was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, and I will be joined with John O. back in just a little bit. We have a little bit of technical difficulties going on. So the topic I want to cover now is we try and strive on this show to make sure that everybody, their voice is heard. And we definitely believe in innocent until proven guilty. So I want to let you know some news that has come out today. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a gentleman, and his name was Sergeant Colin Rose. He was murdered in November of 2016. He was 29 years old, and he was engaged to be married. And he was Wayne State University is whom he worked for. Well, there was a gentleman that the police had charged and arrested. His name was D'Angelo Davis, and he was charged and held for the murder of Sergeant Colin Rose. And I want to let everybody know that D'Angelo Davis has now, the charges have been dropped against D'Angelo Davis. He had previously been charged with first-degree murder in the case. However, it has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt via DNA and audio recording that this man was innocent, and I would like to repeat that, innocent of the murder of Sergeant Colin Rose. So I want to make sure, because we believe that once you are put out there, you know, a lot of times mainstream media or antique mainstream media is what I call them now, what they will do is they will blast a person's name out there. They will make them out to be the bad guy, but they don't really put out a lot of news once they're found innocent. And we want to make sure that if they've been exonerated and they are proven innocent, and we need to get their names out there, because if you don't, their lives can truly be destroyed. And so we want to help to rebuild this innocent man's life by putting his name out there. He was innocent. The police do now say that they have DNA and video proof to show that D'Angelo Davis was innocent of the murder of Sergeant Colin Rose. So I wanted to put that out there for the people. And good luck to you, Mr. Davis. I hope that you're able to put your life back together in a successful manner. And I hope that this situation, of course, helps it to be a stepping stone and not a stumbling block. Now, with that being said, the Wayne State University police officer, they are putting out a $15,000 reward has been announced for information leading to the Sergeant Colin Rose's murderer. So I wanted to let you know that as well, which can also be found on the internet. Now we're going to cover, oh, you're back, John. Welcome back.
Yes, I am. And it's clear again, so I can hear you. For a while there, man, I couldn't hear anything you were saying, so I was trying to guess what you were what you were saying and see if I could keep along, but it got so bad I had to give up. But it's crystal clear now.
Got you. Well, thank God, and I'm glad for that, because I don't like it when my host is not here with me to be able to chat with me and chat with our listeners. So I'm glad you're back. So now we're going to talk a little bit of funny and a little bit of serious. And wow, there is so many topics to cover tonight. I can tell you guys, we're not going to have all of this to cover. We're just not going to have the time. So Michael Moore, as if anybody really listens to him anyway, but Michael Moore, if you don't know who he is, he's a liberal documentary filmmaker. He is encouraging Americans to take to the streets to protest the inauguration of President-elect Trump. And he is not only encouraging a protest, if you will, he is they have a website. It's called Disrupt J20, and it's called Appeasement is Violence. And when you read on this, they're wanting to literally stop the parade and all of this stuff. So, you know, many people know just how much of a joke Mr. Michael Moore is. You know, he's anti-gun, but he has bodyguards with guns that surround him. So we know how much of a hypocritical person he is. But you do have individuals who will blindly follow him, which is a sad thing. Because let me tell you what kind of mess they are stirring up. Now, according to the Connors Report, Mark Connors, Bikers for Trump and Presidential Bikers for Trump are paying attention. So you have all of these whiny protesters that some of them are paid, some of them are not. Some of them just have to follow the people like Michael Moore, you know, that really, truly, he claims he's against one thing, but the hypocrisy, it just drips. So it's to the point that even the Washington Times is reporting on the bikers that are going to be showing up, okay? Now, they're not going to create problems or anything like that. They're going to not only enjoy the inauguration, they are also going to help protect the police as well as the individuals who are going to the inauguration to enjoy it, just like they did in Cleveland. Right. There was a lot of individuals in Cleveland that, you know, they thought that they were going to stir some things up. The Bikers for Trump showed up. And they pretty much provided unofficial crowd control at the outdoor rallies at the RNC in Cleveland, if you remember. And there were no incidents, surprisingly, huh?
That was fantastic. I saw some videos of that.
Right. So the problem is, what's being reported in the Washington Times is it says, securing designated area for the thousands of bikers expected to roll into D.C., to watch Mr. Trump take the oath of office is crucial to avoiding clashes between the two sides. Okay, so the problem is according to this article, the one who are planning to protest have pretty much, the National Park Service has pretty much given the permits and taken up all the space, right? So here's my question. It says Bikers for Trump founder Chris Cox said that he had to negotiate with the National Park Service officials to find space for motorcyclists because the anti-Trump groups had scooped up nearly every location for their disruption events surrounding the January 20th inauguration. Now, there's expected to be a lot of people there to, you know, protest, of course, because these are being called out and paid, but there's, according to Mr. Cox, now mind you, Mark Connors has a different number, but this is just Mr. Cox. This is just off what Washington Times is reporting, is he requested a permit for 5,000 people, but noted that as many as 10,000 bikers might attend. Okay, now, Mark Connors, on the Connors Report, he's reporting that the Bikers for Trump and Presidential Bikers for Trump, which are two different factions, by the way, and they're planning to show up, and even possibly members of Rolling Thunder. So we're talking massive. Now, here's my question. Why do you need a permit to go anywhere or permission to go anywhere, whether it be to protest or not to protest?
Exactly.
That's an exercise of a constitutional right. And I say, if you don't remember, a couple of years ago when they were doing that, they wanted to do that that protest at the 9/11, on 9/11 with the Muslims, and the bikers showed up. They wanted to not give them a permit. And they said, you can either give us a permit or not, but we're going to be there. And they were there. And they didn't get the permit. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a bowl of wax they don't want to open. They don't want to. We're talking about the individuals who are protesting have cry rooms. They get crayons and Play-Doh. Okay? They get crayons and they get Play-Doh and they have safe spaces. And we're talking bikers. Okay? And these bikers, of course, you know, you have veterans, you have hardcore bikers, you have some other ones, you know, in the mix. They don't want to mix with this. Now, it's one thing if they're there just protesting, because we all know the bikers support free speech, they support a protest, but if you think you're going to go down there and riot and destroy stuff and attack the police and attack the people who are trying to enjoy that inauguration, and you think you're going to shut down that parade, I've got news for you. It is not going to happen. It is not
going
to happen.
There,
go ahead.
There's a lot of long-time tradition being broken here, because typically they have always, you know, accommodated, you know, all the different groups and celebrations surrounding the inauguration. In other words, you know, they you know, allowed protests and things like that in the past, but on a limited scale typically, and they always went out of their way to make the, you know, to make available spaces and places for those that are celebrating the inauguration. And so now they're doing the exact opposite.
Right, you know, and not only that,
to, you know.
Yeah, and let me tell you, not only that, this Disrupt J20, and y'all can look this up. It's at www.disruptj20.org. And this is what it says. I'm not going to read the whole thing because obviously we don't have enough time. We've got too much to cover. But listen to what they really want to do. We call on all people of good conscience to join in disrupting the ceremonies. If Trump is to be inaugurated at all, let it happen behind closed doors. Showing the true face of the security state Trump will preside over, it must be made clear that the whole world, that the vast majority of the people of the United States do not support his presidency or consent to his rule. Okay, now after all of the crap that they write down here, and I do mean it's a lot of crap, this is what it says. We must take to the streets and protest, blockade, disrupt, intervene, sit in, walk out, rise up, and make more noise and good trouble than the establishment can bear. Okay, this is what Michael Moore tweeted out. All right? So I'm telling you, now I've seen even, you know, the bikers, all they have to do is line that street. Go ahead and protest, walk it. Because I'm going to tell you what, the bikers can line that street and everybody's protected right there. Each side of the street. And I'm telling you,
hallelujah,
these people who have their safe zones, who have their crayons and their Play-Dohs and they cry on somebody else's shoulder, do not want to engage with the bikers of America. They just don't want to do it. They don't.
Nope.
And the bikers are not going to allow you to do what you're calling for on this website, and they're not going to allow you to attack the police, and they're not going to allow you to attack innocent people. Now, holding a sign and protesting is one thing. But when you get violent and you think you're going to start fires and you think you're going to riot and you think you're going to disrupt and all that. Look, we did not. I was fooled by Obama the first time. Let me tell you, I bought into his words. I was not fooled the second time, but I was fooled the first time. Okay. But nobody, even the people who were not fooled the first or the second time, right? We let them have their day. Nobody went out there.
I'm one of those who saw right through Obama's BS right from the get-go. And this whole, you know, yes we can chant and all this, I knew this is just a crock of doo-doo. And but you know what? There was a lot of people like me that knew we were in for big trouble, and I was devastated for our country, you know, for our republic. I was almost going to say country again, but you know, we we respectfully stood aside, let, you know, the first and the second time, and let him have his inauguration, and, you know, and respected the circumstances. And, you know, that's the thing about the left. They're just such hypocrites. You know, they just, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander in their eyes, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm telling you, these individuals, they're going to stir up a can of worms that they're not going to be able to shut. And
what's going to be interesting is Black Lives Matter is supposed to be all over the inauguration situation. And can
let
you
me tell you, I
imagine
have seen
that confrontation
seen,
between the bikers and the BLM?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you want an interesting look up on YouTube, look up. This is how you shut down New Black Panther Party in Texas. It was years ago, but the bikers were there. And all I'll say is the Black Panther Party left, okay? And it was not violent either, just letting you know. So I'm just saying this is a can of worms that if anybody is on that side of the fence, please understand this is not a safe space situation. You're not going to go over there and attack people and think you're going to get by with it if our bikers are there. And let me tell you, if Washington Times, antique mainstream media is reporting on it, they're going to be there. You really just don't want to open up that can of worms. It'll prove yep. interesting. It will definitely prove interesting. And if they want to see, all they've got to do is pull up some YouTubes of the bikers, and well, I guess they'll have to learn the hard way if they don't watch out with their little situation with that. So before we get to some of the other situations, and while you were having your technical difficulties, I did cover the charges that were dropped against D'Angelo Davis, because we want to make sure that if somebody is shown as innocent, that we get their name out there, because otherwise it can destroy their life. It really can, because
yep, exactly.
Antique MSM, we know that they are quick to bash when someone's accused of something, but they're not quick to exonerate and get it out there, and that can really destroy not only his life, but his family's life. So, you know, I want to, if you would, Mike, go ahead and play LV3, and this is going back to the information about D'Angelo Davis. But I want y'all to hear this, because it's really heartwarming with what his mother says. And I can, you know, I feel for her, but I'm so happy for them. So if you could please play clip LV3.
Sources close to the investigation tell us that police have both DNA evidence and possibly video evidence that the man who has been locked up in a Wayne County jail cell is innocent. As a result, he is expected to walk out of the jail a free man at any moment. When police said this man, 31-year-old D'Angelo Davis, killed 28-year-old Wayne State University Police Sergeant Colin Rose on the evening of November 22nd, D'Angelo's mom said she knew it wasn't true.
And I knew he was innocent. Okay. He was just a scapegoat. They might have not knew that night, but he was a scapegoat.
She says she started asking questions and found her son, as he had said, had an alibi.
Everything that he said was the truth. The honest to God's truth, so help me God.
All murder charges against D'Angelo Davis will be dismissed today. He is no longer a suspect at this time.
Today, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announced police came to the same conclusion. During a short press conference, the prosecutor and investigators released little information about why they now believe Davis is innocent. However, sources close to the investigation tell 7 Action News there was surveillance video, possibly of Davis in an area away from the shooting. Plus, there was evidence collected at the scene. DNA on clothes left behind by the suspect did not belong to Davis. Now the question is, who is responsible? Police are asking for tips from you, the public, as the reward has been increased to $15,000, thanks to a donation from the Detroit Dog Rescue. Sergeant Colin Rose, the man killed in the line of duty, was a respected canine officer.
And I want everybody to know that I am confident that the correct suspect will be brought to justice.
If you have any information that could help in this investigation, the number to call, Give a call to 1-800-SPEAK-UP. That's Crime Stoppers. All calls are anonymous. We have also learned that Davis had health issues that may indicate there was no way he could have committed this crime. Coming up on 7 Action News at 5, you'll hear from a friend who wants you to know about that as he works to clear his friend's name. Reporting live in Detroit, Kim Russell, The Now Detroit.
Okay, so I just wanted you all to hear that, but I have a caller on the line. It's Chris in Las Vegas. I want to pull you on, Chris, but I want you to hear what I'm getting ready to talk about, and that I really want your opinion on this because you're going to love this, and so are you, John. How are you doing today, Chris?
Very well, and I'm certainly enthused to hear that an innocent man was actually exonerated and shouldn't have been convicted in the first place. It's the insanity of this framing the blame on the innocent whenever you don't want to do your due diligence to actually investigate the case and find the true perpetrator.
Right, and you know, and just on that topic, had they done their due diligence in the first place, had they waited until they gathered more evidence, until they got that DNA information back, and you know, had they waited instead of trying to just hurry up and do something, he would have never been charged. He would have never been in jail in the first place. You know, there is a lot to say for due diligence. A lot of times people, you know, they will hear the allegations, alleged. Let's start getting back to proof, not hearsay. Hearsay is used in the court system too many times, and too many innocent people are convicted on hearsay. Now, that's a fact.
You're speaking to one in particular who has been falsely labeled, has had insidious inflammatory and accusatory information put into his online lawful database, or unlawful as it may be, and falsely proclaimed to be one who wants to kill cops by somebody who has an axe to grind to try to shut me up. And so it's, I was told this the other day by the FBI that some officer had claimed I had uttered those particular words when I first cracked the door, when I was actually shocked and stunned into silence by what I saw of my private automobile being stolen out of my driveway.
Wow.
And then I was further.
Right. And, you know, it's just, it's very frustrating. I know that there is, you know, a lot of the, we're not going to go into it right now, but the intentional hiring of people with less IQ and all of this, we've covered it ad nauseum. But I want to tell y'all something. I have so much news to cover. I can tell you all I'm not going to be able to cover tonight. Make sure you join tomorrow night. But I have to tell you this. Fake news, everybody. Fake news. So
that's the stuff on social media, right?
just wait. This gets even better. Now, I don't know how much you know this, but I check not just, you know, sites that normal people check. And in the Latino Fox News, which you're not going to see in any of the other news, by the way, here's the title. California Police Department used fake news to mislead in a sting aimed at MS-13 gang. This was reported December the 4th. Okay. Now, haven't heard about that from Antique MSM, have you? It says, in Los Angeles, police investigating a notorious gang in a city on California's Central Coast issued a fake press release that the chief created with saving two men by deceiving gang members who wanted to kill them. But the ruse was criticized by news organizations who reported it as fact. Santa Maria Police Chief Ralph Martin defended the rare tactic, rare my rear end, this week when it came to light, saying that he had never done such a thing in his 43-year career, but he wouldn't rule out doing it again. It was a moral and ethical decision, and I stand by it, Martin said Friday. I am keenly aware and sensitive to the community and the media. I also had 21 bodies lying in the city in the last 15 months. The phony announcement issued in February was discovered in court documents and only reported this week by the Santa Maria Sun, a weekly newspaper in the city 140 miles northwest of Los Angeles. The daily newspaper and local television stations were unaware the information in the release was false when they reported that two men, Jose Santos Melendez, 22 years old, and Jose Moreno Melendez, 23, had been picked up for identity theft and handed over to immigration authorities. In fact, detectives eavesdropping on the deadly MS-13 gang had raced to the home of the two cousins in a nearby Guadalupe and took them into protective custody after learning hitmen were on their way there. I'm not going to finish the rest of this. It's a very long article. The title of it, you can find it on LatinoFoxNews.com. It's Latino.FoxNews.com. And the title of that is California Police Department Used Fake News to Mislead and Sting Aimed at MS-13 Gang. But here's my thing, okay? When you are a police officer, you are in a position of trust.
Some say.
Well, you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. Children are told all throughout school, you can trust them. They are honest. They are there to protect you. So they are intentionally lying to the media. Now, we know, because of the history of the different things that we have done, even out of LAPD, that they have habitually lied in the past, even when it came to the Dorner situation. However, okay, they admit, well, they didn't openly admit it until after they were called on it because it was caught in court documents that they lied, okay? They didn't do a ruse, quit sugarcoating it, political correctness out the window, you flat out lied to the people, you flat out lied to the media. No matter what your intent, the ends do not justify the means, because now individuals don't know whether to believe anything that is spewed out of your mouth.
That's exactly the problem right there.
Once an individual has himself by putting out false testimony, his whole testimony therefore becomes moot and ineffective because he's proved his incompetence, unreliability, and untruthfulness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now I'm going to tell you some more news that Antique MSM has not covered. December the 2nd, 2016, it was reported that the Sinaloa cartel lieutenant was arrested in Nebraska during a traffic stop. Authorities say that the fugitive lieutenant in an infamous Mexican drug cartel has been arrested in eastern Nebraska. The Seward County Sheriff's Office said 39-year-old Jesus Roman Bonina had been on the run from U.S. authorities for 4 years. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll continue this discussion.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with John O. And one of our favorite callers that calls in is Chris. And we were discussing the Sinaloa cartel lieutenant that was arrested in Nebraska. And it did state that Mr. Pregina, a lieutenant in the Sinaloa drug cartel, had been wanted on felony drug charges. Authorities say he returned to the country after being deported to Mexico and was trafficking cocaine. Deputies say they found a fake passport and IDs on Bueno Pregina. They took him and his driver, 27-year-old Vanessa E. Lopez Pina, into custody and then notified federal authorities. Well, we know how that works if President Obama has his way. With that being said, let's talk about a little bit of IDs before I go into the next issue, because we're actually exposing a lot of the criminal aliens that are being caught that antique MSM won't cover. So if you could, Mike, go ahead and if you would pull up LV2, that clip, and get that ready for us. Detroit is so proud. They are now issuing ID cards. And if you pay very close attention to what they say, they are also referring to criminal aliens getting these ID cards. So let's hear that clip.
behind this say this new city ID is going to open up many doors for many residents here.
I have been waiting for many days to have my ID to be like, Bay, I'm Detroit, baby. So represent 313.
Raquel Castaneda Lopez waving her Detroit card high. She's one of several city officials and community members who spearheaded this program.
So this is really about government removing barriers to make sure that we truly are serving the most marginalized community and people in the city of Detroit.
We're told there are a number of Detroiters who simply don't have any form of identification. This is much needed to get access to city services and checking and savings accounts. Many residents came to city officials with their concerns.
There are groups of individuals in our city for whom everyday interactions is challenging. Our returning citizens who come back from prison without active driver's license. Our undocumented immigrants oftentimes don't have the kind of valid ID they need. The homeless very frequently do not have ID. Young people today are not getting their driver's license on their 16th birthday like my generation did.
If you think anything, if you want to go to the library, if you want to sometimes purchase different types of prescriptions or things from the pharmacy, anything that you do, you essentially need an ID card. So people applying for jobs, they may want to see an old form of ID, and if you don't have that, then you may be kind of barred from that process.
And there are perks. If you flash your Detroit ID card at a long list of businesses in the city, you'll get a clip.
So the perks, well, if you're in that situation, you're not supposed to be able to have ID. You're not supposed to be able to have the employment that they're talking about. And this, of course, goes back to being able to apply for welfare, depending on the state, because in some states you don't even have to.
I think it's funny, Lori, how they talk about all these things you just can't do without an ID. But you can vote, right? You can vote without that ID.
Yeah.
They bring up the group, undocumented immigrants. Like, that's just, just another totally legitimate segment of our citizenship, these undocumented immigrants, Another quality part of our citizenship.
So let's talk about the undocumented immigrants. Reported December the 1st, Mexican man who smuggled drugs for two cartels sentenced to 27 years in Chicago, but nobody heard about that one either. There was a Mexican national who smuggled drugs into the United States for two cartels. He has been sentenced to 27 years in prison by a federal judge in Chicago. This was reported. Yes.
I wouldn't want to frighten you, but I want you to know, according to the official law enforcement database of Homeland Security, you are actually speaking with a 65-year-old senior ADA official deemed domestic terrorist. I'm deplorable, and you're actually talking online. No basis at all, just somebody's malicious assassination of my character has converted me into being a deadly criminal who wants to kill cops, according to their version of the falsities and the abject lies and perjurious information that was entered into the official database.
Yeah, well, I've read their documentation on what they think terrorists are. And buying a cup of coffee and being an evangelical Christian and so on and so on. So, I'm not really stressing about that. Someone on December the 1st, it was reported that he got 27 years in prison by a federal judge in Chicago. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a statement Thursday that Judge Ronald Guzman sentenced 48-year-old Manuel Fernandez Valencia on Wednesday. Mexican authorities arrested Fernandez Valencia in 2010. So he was already arrested in Mexico as well for the stuff that he had been doing. And he pled guilty in the United States last year to one conspiracy count. Now get this. He admitted that he used planes, ships, submarines, and other means to smuggle drugs into the country for the Beltran Livia organization and the Sinaloa cartel. Now, if you remember, and this was years ago, it came out that there was an issue with Sinaloa cartel in having some sort of type of an agreement with the feds. So that would prove interesting to know where he got access to submarines and these planes from. Just saying, that's something that would be neat to look into. So we also have something that really bothered me. Now, this is covered in the Latino news. I really like this because they cover stuff that the antique MSM won't cover. And now, mind you, this was in October 2016. I just found this evening. Do you remember the fire? The huge fire that happened in California, nearly 30,000 acres were burned in Kern and Talyer County. Do you remember that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says an undocumented man's return trip to Mexico is turning out to be unlike any other. Now, it says before he is deported to Mexico, Angel Gilberto Garcia Alveos has to spend 13 months in jail and pay $61 million in restitution for starting a wildfire. A federal judge recently sentenced Garcia Alveos, who is 29 years old and pled guilty to the charges, to jail and ordered that he pay the staggering sum for causing the fire, which burned more than 45 square miles in the Sequoia National Forest. And then it says, according to the Los Angeles Times. So when I click on the Los Angeles Times, of course, that's disappeared. Just saying. So the fire, of course, happened. Right. And the fire was ignited on August the 16th. And when Garcia Alves drove off the road illegally, getting his Nissan Maxima, in which his four-year-old son was a passenger, stuck on a berm which then led to the catalytic converter and muffler setting dead grass on fire. So it wasn't him actually going out and setting the fire. Okay, it had to do with the vehicle. However, he was not allowed to be here in the first place. So there's the problem with that. So because of that, the problem is there 45 homes have been burned, over 30,000 acres. And I have no doubt, you know, that with them saying this, he did not intend for a fire to start. Okay. I'm not going to bash. Say that again.
I thought my intent was a necessary element to be convicted of a crime.
Well, you know, this is 2016. They forget that.
Oh, never mind. Forget all that law stuff.
Right. They forget all of that. But, you know, that's just another thing, because Garcia Alves' first encounter with police, he has previous convictions for burglary and car theft, and he admitted to authorities that he had entered the United States illegally. So had he not entered the United States illegally, okay, 45 homes, he wouldn't have 13 months in jail and $61 million that he would have to pay. And I do not know if any lives were lost for that.
How many hours of beatings did he have to undergo before he admitted that?
You know, I hope that they didn't do that, because I am all for non-police state. I don't care, you know.
another thing is that, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to the illegal immigrants, you know, committing crimes, having accidents, and people say, well, you know, it has nothing, you know, that accident, you know, the guy's car accidentally starting that fire, you know, that could have happened to anybody. It has nothing to do with them. Well, what it has everything to do, because, you know, if we didn't have a single illegal alien in this country. Not one. We would have a certain amount of crime, a certain amount of accidents, and that would be, you know, whatever number and statistics that would be. Now, add in 10, 15, 20 million, 30 million illegal aliens, and it's just a piling on. It's just that many more crimes, that many more accidents that we don't need to absorb. You know, it's just it's the same as absorbing their health care costs, absorbing their educational costs. You know, all these crimes, all these accidents, if they weren't here, we wouldn't have to absorb that. We wouldn't that 45 square mile area, that's a large area, would not have been torched. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think people think about it. It's just a piling on of all these negatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't, just from the report that I've read, you know, it's not that he intended to cause that damage, you know. And we know that issue of it. You know, we're not vultures that go and seek to, you know, like a vampire, go after people. But the reality is had he not been here illegally in the first place, well, you don't know. Because if he had been here legally, he may have been there. We don't know that. You know, we don't. But had he not been there, right, had he not been there, then, of course, you have the situation that probably wouldn't have happened. So now, December 6th.
And I think you got to look at the bigger. You got to look at the bigger picture, not just you know, one person in one situation like that. Because the bigger picture says, in no uncertain terms, that if these millions and millions of illegal aliens were not here, there would be, you know, how many tens of thousands of less crimes and accidents, and how many tens upon tens of millions and billions of dollars would be saved by not having to provide the health care for this huge population that shouldn't be here, providing education and all these other services and welfare and everything else that, you know, these libtards think that, you know, anybody in the world should have a right to come here and absorb our services, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, if you check into the Mexican law.
yeah, good luck going there.
Let me tell you what, cross over there illegally and see what happens to you.
Yeah,
because they do not
play. Yep, if you would have had that accidental fire down in Mexico and you were there illegally, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be leaving Mexico until you paid for that one way or the other.
Right.
Whether it's the rest of your life pounding rocks into sand or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. They don't tolerate even if you're caught and you're not doing anything. If you're caught there illegally, I believe the first offense is a year in jail there. I'll have to look that up and let you all know tomorrow, because I can't remember, but it's either 1 or 5 years for the first offense. So the next bit of news, there was a teen that was charged with decapitating a high school classmate to be tried as an adult. This was December the 6th. It says that this was in Massachusetts in the community of Lawrence, and it was one high school sophomore beheaded another and dumped his body on the banks of the Merrimack River. Sunday, an arrest was made in the brutal murder of Lee Manuel Valora Paulino, 16 years old, whose decapitated body was found Thursday after he was missing nearly 3 weeks since November the 18th. Matthew Borg, 16, charged with first-degree murder as an adult, pleaded not guilty to killing his classmate at Lawrence High School. And let's do remember, it is innocent until proven guilty, people. So surveillance video from a neighbor's house shows that Valora Paulino leaving his home with Borgs and four men who returned without him. I'm not going to read this entire article because obviously I want to get to our next caller as well. But it says that this was a horrific, horrific murder, although it did shock, and it shocked the community. It says, we were completely and totally committed in our resolve to bring this matter to justice. Now,
some might wonder what sort of psychotropic drugs that child was on.
Yeah, either that or, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is what was his ideology? Was he in the ideology of Islam? Because, and Sharia. I don't know, but that is very consistent with Islam, you know. And
yeah,
it
and it's
says,
almost like the red plague, right?
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's almost a red flag. They didn't mention his ideology in that article whatsoever to say he
right.
wasn't.
Well, with him being
Muslim
underage, that may be the reason why. But it
sure.
says that Polino's corpse was found by a woman walking her dog. Authorities reported that his arms had been cut off at the elbows, and Blegett wow. said that there were a number of other horrific injuries. So, you know, it could have been a murder, and then they was going to try to cut up the body and, you know, try to hide it or whatever the case may
That's
be.
That's not normal, is it?
No, it's really not normal. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, there have been that in the past that is not of the Islamic ideology. Because of the arms is the reason I'm saying that. You know,
that's the religion of peace, right?
Right, right. Yeah, religion of peace. Okay. You stick with that story. That's your story and you're sticking to it. Okay. So let me go ahead and before we get to any other topics, let's go ahead and pull Jason on. Jason, welcome. How are you doing this evening?
Hi there, guys. So the religion of peace can go to hell. I will just say that. I don't know what you guys are necessarily, but I'm kind of tired.
I'm proud to be a Christian.
Don't be so insensitive.
I should tell you what I really think, right? But that being said, I've always been curious because you guys are the late night show on my favorite radio network, and I don't want to divert too far away from your program, but I'm basically aligned 95% to 98% with Dr. Bill Deagle in his views that who is a, as you know, host on the season. I listen to him every day. And in terms of a lot of the turmoil and everything that's happening on this planet is one, biblical, and two, astronomical. And I don't mean to be too vague and to call in with such a, you know, curveball question, but I love you guys, so I did want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat. I don't know him.
I can't
really speak on that. You know, I can't make an informed answer to that. Maybe
Chris might be able to. Chris, do you have
Chris,
an answer?
You know?
Or a response?
Well, I'll give you...
I certainly hope you won't think I was being genuinely disturbed by your position. I was actually just relating to the frivolity of the insensitiveness of it. Pointing out the religion of peace is really the religions of terrorist violence and masochistic behavior.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Like my vocabulary has been almost altered by Republic Broadcasting because John Moore, who's a very, very respectable former, I believe he's Green Beret, he's your early morning show host, and he just nonchalantly refers to Islam as the religion of peace, and it just, I mean, it's sad and it's disgusting,
okay. No.
It also cracks me up because...
I've dug into the Quran, dear, so I know better.
Yeah. No, I've read some of the Quran on the internet, and it's a disaster. So, I'll just switch topics. I kind of just wanted to talk to you guys. You guys are like my friends, right? So, that being said, in terms of illegal immigration, I want to pile on to what your previous caller was talking about, which is everything you said was accurate and correct in my estimation, but it's a program by the globalists where what they want to do is homogenize incompatible cultures in order to basically destroy the white race. And I'm not a white supremacist. I love everyone. I want them to be able to do what they want, have a good life, work hard, do your thing. But unfortunately, we are in a position where they're flooding our country with incompatible people of many areas of the world into the United States in an effort to destroy the Christian American culture and alter it from the grassroots. And in my estimation, we just missed it by electing Trump instead of getting Hillary in, because Hillary is the party of, you know, minorities and LGBTQ and all this new weird, and all that's fine. I'm cool with those people, but don't destroy my America just so that you can have a permanent voting Democrat class. And that's why they're bringing all these people in. It's a program. It's not an accident. And I didn't hear hear that from your previous caller, so I wanted to say it.
Well, and just to, you know, I agree, but I disagree, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. Okay. Yes, it is intentionally being done. It is the ideology. It is not based on the color. It is the ideology, because if you remember the globalists, they have to have that one world religion. That one world religion is pushed by their ideology through the Talmud, and which the Quran and all of that come out of. We're talking Muslim Brotherhood. So Muslim Brotherhood, why is that so important for them to be able to push that around the globe? Because that has complete control over the people, which then in turn feeds into the globalist narrative of complete and total control. So,
hey, Lori.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, but I got a thought to share after you're done.
Okay. So what I'm saying is just like with Christianity, it's not about a color. It's an idea. It is a belief. And it is, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of, well, I'm this or I'm that. Or it's about relationship with God. It is not about religion. And that's where a lot of people make the mistake. But the thing is, that is what everybody that is being flooded into these different countries, whether it be now the United States of America through the quote-unquote refugee program where people aren't getting vetted and it's intentional, and we know all of this.
I want to share this before we run out of time, Lori, because
brush instead of the color. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Lori,
go ahead.
You're out of time again.
I'm sorry.
Remind me to share this tomorrow, Lori.
We will. We'll pick this up tomorrow, everyone, along with a lot of other breaking information that you probably will never hear on Antique MSM. And don't forget that hashtag, Antique MSM. Let's show them exactly what they are. Until next time, thank you. God bless you. As always, watch your backs and check your facts. Semper Fidelis, and have a blessed night.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.